Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you to you. We bless your name. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you for what you have been doing for us. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for that which you are still going to do for us. We bless you this day and forevermore. Everlasting Father, we commit this meeting into your hands. I will still come and take control, take preeminence, and let your name and only your name be glorified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to welcome you once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, I am God's servant. I am the servant of the Most High. And the Almighty God will continue to find you and I a vessel unto His honor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide, will direct you, will perfect everything that concerns you for His glory in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to take my text from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, and I'm going to read from verse 30 to 40. 1 Kings 18, 30 to 40. Bible says, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench above the altar, as great as would contain 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran around the altar, filled the trench also with water. And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Elijah was able to boast that he is the servant of the Most High. And indeed, he was the servant of the Most High. Why? Because he knew his God. He had a relationship with the God he was talking about. The book of Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, says he shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant. But the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. May you know your God. May you be able to stand firm in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, like Elijah did here in this passage that we read. Elijah was able to stand firm. And at the end of the day, everybody knew that indeed he had a God who can do all things. And that will be yours too in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You can see here, it's all about the kingdom. Elijah called the people, he said to the people in that verse 30, he said, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord. It's about salvation. It's about drawing people to the Lord. That is the reason why you can say, I am the servant of God. For truly, if you are the servant of God, you should be somebody who is always looking for the concerns of God. What concerns God? What matters to God? The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah speaking, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel has forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophet with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He was jealous for the Lord. Can it be said that you are jealous for the Lord? Are you concerned about the matters of God? Brothers and sisters, it is high time for you and I to take the things of God as our number one priority. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So Elijah here, he was able to say so because he has also spent quality time in the presence of God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 15 verse 1, he said, O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? Can you be said as somebody who sojourn in the presence of the Lord? Can you be said that you are someone who spent quality time in the presence of the Lord? Reading his word, meditating, praying. I pray that the Almighty God will strengthen you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that the grace that you need to spend quality time in the presence of God, it will release unto you, so that you too will be able to do as Elijah did, and be able to boldly say that indeed I am the servant of the Most High. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The Lord will grant you the boldness. You see in the book of Proverbs 28 verse 1, the Bible said, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So we should be bold as a lion to tell the people about the goodness of God, to win souls for his kingdom, to proclaim the goodness of our Lord wherever we go. Let us be as bold as lion, and the Lord will grant you the grace to do so. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You must be somebody who is ready to go to wherever the Lord sends you. The Lord sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. I read from verse 8 to 10. It says, the word of the Lord came to him, arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded the widow there to feed you. The Bible says in verse 6, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. God told him to go to Zarephath. He did not tarry. He did not waste time. Immediately he followed the instructions of God. May you be able to follow his instruction. Each time he speaks to you, may you be able to follow him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever he says to you, may you follow him in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will grant you the grace. He will grant you the strength in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Elijah was somebody that was building altar for the Lord. When you build altar, that means that he was a prayerful person. The Bible tells us in that 1 Kings 18 that we read, it says, and with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as will contain 2 seahs of seed. Brothers and sisters, the person that truly is the servant of the Most High will be somebody who spend quality time in prayer. Bible tells us in John chapter 16, verse 23, say, in that day you will ask of nothing. Truly I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. Brothers and sisters, as a servant that knows him, as a servant that spends quality time in his presence, he's promising us that whatever we ask, he will give unto us. Brothers and sisters, spend quality time doing the work of the Most High. And as you cry unto him, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In this passage here, you can see that it was at a time where there was no rain. There was no rain in the land. But Elijah told them to pour water upon the altar. And he poured the first time. He said they should pour the second time, the third time. It must be somebody who is ready to make a great sacrifice. You are ready to make a great sacrifice for the Lord. The more you can make sacrifice for the Lord, the more the Lord is willing to bless you. It's not until you make a sacrifice the Lord will not bless you. There are things that you will get based on the love of God. But there are other things that is based on your relationship with this God. The more you get closer to him, the more you are ready to give of yourself to him, the more God is also ready to give to you. So here the sacrifice was made and the Almighty God answered. He answered by fire. The God that answered by fire, he will answer you too in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each time you cry unto him, the Lord will hearken unto your voice. In the name of our Lord Jesus, a true servant of God is no longer under the dominion of sin. Sin is no longer controlling that person. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6, verse 22. See, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. You are now slave of God. You are no longer a slave of sin because you have the concern of God. The things that concerns you are the things that please God. So, brothers and sisters, if you are hearing me today, are you still a slave to sin or you are a slave to the Almighty God? The more you get closer to him, the more the Lord is ready to take you away from the bondage of the dominion of sin. You will no longer be under the dominion of sin, but you become a slave to God. And as a slave, the Almighty God will keep you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will fight your battles, just as we saw here in the case of Elijah, performing wonders. Signs, wonders, and miracles will continue to follow you as you do the will of the Most High. So if you have not given your life to Christ, I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Why don't you just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of our Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for forgiving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. For everyone who have listened to this podcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. As the Lord performed wonders through the hands of Elijah, he will do same for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As Elijah was able to call down fire to consume all his enemies, the fire of God will consume all your enemies and grant you total victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next time, next week. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.